From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting no deal yet on Iran. The fourth deadline in negotiations over Iran's nuclear program has passed with no announcement of an agreement. The so-called P5 plus one countries began a new round of meetings shortly after midnight Vienna time. In Washington Monday, a White House spokesman said progress had been made, but several issues were still under review. He added that negotiators would remain at the table as long as the discussions were productive. Stock markets around the world rose Monday after Greece and its European neighbors agreed on a debt bailout plan for Greece. Luis de Guindos is Spain's economy minister.
We have reached an important agreement. The next days are going to be key, are going to be vital. And, I expect that the Greek government will be able to deliver.
Finance leaders applauded the preliminary agreement that will bring new austerity measures to Greece, even though Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras had promised to end an era of economic restrictions. Iraq announced Monday the start of an offensive to recapture its western Anbar province from Islamic State militants. Those militants control large areas, including the cities of Ramadi and Fallujah. The televised statement said the operation included Iraqi troops as well as Shiite and Sunni fighters. Tanzanian police say seven people were killed and a number were wounded when gunmen attacked a police station in Dar es Salaam. Media reports say the attack happened Sunday night near Tanzania's main airport. A police spokesman said the gunmen fled with firearms and ammunition. For more stories, take a look at our website. It's voanews.com. This is VOA News. Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari has replaced his entire military top brass to boost the fight against Boko Haram militants. Mr. Buhari replaced the heads of Nigeria's Army, Navy, and Air Force, along with his Chief of Defense Intelligence and National Security Advisors, on Monday. A network of Kurdish organizations that includes the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party has announced the end of a three-year-long ceasefire with the Turkish government. The Kurdish Communities Union declared an end to the ceasefire and warned that it would target all the dams in Turkey's southeast. It accused the government of using the ceasefire to build its military capacity in preparation for what the statement called a cultural genocide. Ukrainian Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk said Ukrainians and Americans stand shoulder to shoulder, in his words, to make the world really free. Mr. Yatsenyuk spoke at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Monday during a forum for U.S. and Ukrainian business leaders. Later, U.S. Vice President Joe Biden told the same group that the world has an obligation to take advantage of an historic opportunity to build on Ukraine's economic growth. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker joined the crowded field seeking the Republican Party's 2016 presidential nomination on Monday. The 47-year-old Walker is the 15th candidate in the Republican contest. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton laid out an ambitious plan Monday aimed at boosting economic growth and middle-class wages. Jim Malone reports.
In a speech Monday in New York, Hillary Clinton said as president, she would be committed to economic growth and fairness.
We must raise incomes for hardworking Americans so they can afford a middle-class life.
Clinton said she supports raising the minimum wage, will encourage companies to offer profit sharing with employees, and favors tax benefits that would help workers. Jim Malone, Washington.
U.S. President Barack Obama has cut the prison sentences of 46 nonviolent offenders. It's part of a push to reform the nation's chronically overcrowded federal prison system. The commutations leave the convictions in place while ending the punishment. The United Arab Emirates has executed an Emirati woman convicted of the murder of a U.S. school teacher. The state-run news agency said Alaa Badr el-Hashemi was executed by firing squad. Hashemi was sentenced to death last month in the stabbing death of Ebola Ryan in a ladies' room at the Abu Dhabi shopping mall. Hashemi was also convicted of placing a handmade pipe bomb outside an Egyptian-American doctor's home in Abu Dhabi. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.